It's time you got in the game, mate. This show will give you a special code to get great discounts at GoDaddy.com. Get a domain name and complete email. Get in the game at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
This summer, when you buy Coke, you get music. You can win an iPod or free songs on iTunes.
Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky! This is Punky.
Yeah, Gooper.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever, Gooper, yeah. I'm sick of this show. It's Punky. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we're back with another cracking week of fun and games and rubbish. And also some classic all-British punk this week. I say punk, there's four British punk songs and one British not punk song, but every single band we're playing this week, we either know someone out of or know someone associated with or have a reason to play. It's nice.
Right.
It's okay. Nice. And there's a couple of romantic interludes this week, Tone, as well.
Is there really?
Which is nice. Yeah, because I was thinking...
It's not Man and Man action again, is it?
Well, funny you should say that.
Oh, God.
Right. This is the Needles, by the way. It were fantastic. But I do want to get this in right at the start of the show. When I was coming back from my mate Steve's pub yesterday in the car, yeah. And we got stuck behind a lorry accident, and obviously you feel sorry for people in accidents.
Yeah.
But you start to hate them.
After about 20 minutes.
Yeah, and yeah. We're stuck behind this thing for 2 hours, right? It just didn't move for 2 hours. And my mind was wandering. And at one point, the proper Mrs. Edwards said, "What are you thinking about, Paul?" And I thought, I can't tell her. Because I was just drifting off to a place where there's me and you in a hotel room. You're approaching me just in a pair of knee-high fuck-me boots. Right? You've got a glass of rosé in one hand, and you've got one Viagra tablet and half a tube of K-White in the other hand, and you wink at me and say, "Guess where the other half is?"
Jesus Christ.
You dirty boy. Of course, that's not what I was thinking.
Yeah, huh?
I was thinking that earlier. So, on this week's show, we're going to crack on this week's show. We've got a phrase of the week, not a word of the week. We're going to do all of iTunes stuff this week, aren't we?
Yes.
We've been waiting to do this. We had a very important announcement to make this week. We very importantly decided to wait a week.
Yeah, it can wait, can't it?
It can wait. It's not that important.
No, really.
I'm pregnant. It's Tony.
Yay!
No.
Great.
No, imagine the combination. You know, it was George Bernard Shaw was sat next to a very attractive woman one night at dinner, but she wasn't a foxy moron, she was just a thicko.
Yeah.
Right, and she turned around to him and said, "Just think, what wonderful children we'd have if they had my looks and your brains."
Mm.
He said, "Yeah, but what would it be like if they had my looks and your brains?" And that's exactly why we can't have kids, Tony.
So that's something that I'd say to a woman.
Yeah, well,
just
I say
why
that.
I'm single.
I say that's why we can't have kids. There's also the small biological matter that I don't think they've worked away yet for two people who hate each other as much as us and to be of the same sex to actually have a child.
And, we're hypnol, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't think we do very well at the adoption agency either, to be honest with you.
No.
All right, first song, Chelsea. We haven't played Chelsea for a while.
All right.
And we're mates with James out of Chelsea, aren't we?
Yes.
And as discussed on the show before, when we went to see Chelsea, I got pissed. There's a surprise. And ended up me and the whole of Chelsea against the lead singer Gene October saying, "Why don't you do more of your new stuff?" And he was going, "The fans don't like it." The fans said, "The fans do like it, or at least they would if you fucking played it." So we're going to play another one off their latest album, which is called Faster, Cheaper and Better Looking. That's right, you're my new model. And it's called New Utopia. Now, thing is, Tony,
right.
What is Chelsea's website?
Chelsea.co.uk?
No, sorry.
Can't be, can it?
I only give you one go now, don't I? I'm harsh.
Yeah.
It's chelseapunkband.com.
Right.
See, they couldn't get chelsea.co.uk.
I think in the football club, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And also the city. Isn't Chelsea City? No?
What are you talking about? Do you mean Chelsea, the area of London? The city?
Yeah.
It's okay. The borough of Chelsea, isn't it?
It's the borough, is it?
It's the royal borough of Chelsea, I think, yeah.
But I don't leave Nottingham.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Why? I'm not allowed.
You're not allowed. No, you're tagged. Tony's tagged. So, anyway, this is New Utopia. All set, Tony?
Yeah.
Oh, they'll be on our MySpace top friends as well, and I'll just hit the mic with the remote control. That'd be enough, wouldn't it? Let's face it, it's not remote for nothing. My wireless has died. Fuck it, Paul, shut up. Is pretty good, isn't it?
How good is that?
What a great start to that song as well.
Great song.
That's a really great just sound on the guitar, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's James, of course.
Of course.
Senor Stevenson.
Good friend of the show.
There's if a band's any good, James Stevenson's in it.
When was that gig?
If he's not Ellis's. When was it?
Was it June or something, or July? We've got pictures on punkyradio.com, haven't we?
It was ages ago.
Ages ago.
Seems like ages ago. My frazzled brain, my short-term memory's gone.
Could have been last week, for all you know.
Speaking of short-term memory, I'll have some news about Hemboy later.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But right now, it's time for MySpace latest comments. Absolutely the best way to get in touch with us.
Yes.
In terms of leaving a comment that we just might read out is on MySpace. MySpace.com/punkyradio. You do need to be one of our friends to leave a message, though.
Yeah,
so make sure you put in a friend request.
It only takes
a few seconds to set up a MySpace account. You don't have to do anything with it, but just once you've got other than make a fucking nice one. 2,500 characters or less. And do you know what? It's been a funny old week, hasn't it? We've got loads and loads and loads of podcasts and comments.
Yep.
But we didn't have a lot of MySpace comments this week.
No.
It's odd, isn't it? I know that I was away for a few days and people like to know one of us is there, I think, when they're leaving comments. But anyway.
You don't leave me in my incapable hands.
No, I really don't. Not now I know where that other half a tube of KY is. So first up then, we've got our phrase of the week.
Right.
This is from Black Cat.
Okay.
I have a phrase of the week. Lodger dodger. Any ideas, Tony? Are there, Tony?
Got no idea what you're talking about.
Are you a lodger dodger?
What does that mean?
I think lodger dodger dictates to someone who you maybe live in a house or a flat or a teepee or an igloo.
Right.
With someone else.
Right.
Who you secretly have designs on. Or maybe they secretly have designs on you.
Right.
But it's an unrequited love. Like so many successful sitcoms of the 1970s and 80s.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking like that, not in anything contemporary.
No, nothing in real life.
It's just an unrequited love that goes unspoken.
Right.
And it means that from time to time, rather than face the object of your desires, you'll dodge them. You'll dodge them,
Lodger. Oh, I see.
You'll Lodger dodge them. I think it's something to do with that.
Wonder what you got that idea from.
I've got no idea.
Weird.
No. But anyway, it's in. You fucking Lodger dodger. Here it goes. Right, this one, rather, I don't know. I don't mean sadly, I don't mean mysteriously, I don't even mean suspiciously. I mean scarily.
Right.
This is from someone who purports to be 86 years old. Excuse me. Astig Butani Damo Bolan Katalaga. Ask the Filipino dude what that means. All right, Filipino dude, what does that mean? We don't know.
Brilliant.
I'll say it again. Astig Butani Damo Bolan Katalaga. Fuck.
I don't know, I'm scared.
Do you know what I reckon it means?
What? Something to do with potatoes.
It
Why
could
not?
Be something to do with potatoes, yeah. Mm. I think it's saying Astig potatoes, damn, Botan Katalaga. Scottish. Anyways, I just logged on MySpace and I saw the comment you gave my granddaughter and I was absolutely outraged. How can you compare me with her? First off, I'm the most awesomest granny, and second, my granddaughter isn't that well very cool. I have a say also, because she did betray you people of Punky Radio.
Oh,
she's
really?
86, bless her. Oh, don't worry yourselves. She did vote for you guys this month, thank you. We'll come on to voting. But anyways, she first listened to you guys when she lived in Hawaii. Then when we moved to the Philippines, she became all emo. I think that's what you call it. I'm not sure. Anyways, then we started living here in the PI. That's Philippine Islands, I suppose.
Okay.
She started listening to Crybaby Emo Kiss.
Oh,
yeah, Crybaby Emo Kiss. And by watching her, she seemed to enjoy them. I actually took time to listen, and that podcast, or whatever it's called, was a bunch of rubbish.
Shit!
The boy from India sounded pretty well gay. Was she listening to the right one? And that girl seemed pretty dunce. Plus, the music they played was quite horrible and made me think of what crap our future's going to be. It's all right, Granny, you're 86. You won't be there to see it.
Jesus.
Turning our beloved music into some emotional shit. Anyways, I smacked some sense into her and she finally gave in to give up the emo scene and now listens to you guys. Thank God there is a podcast that, well, makes some sort of sense. It was not us. Anyways, hope to hear the latest from you two. The timer just went off and I've got to go and get the cookies out of the oven, Granny.
Oh, cookies.
Except that when I first read that, I freaked because it said, the timer just went off and I've got to go and get the cookies out of Granny. Fortunately, it didn't say that. But thank you very much, Granny. I think you're our oldest listener. You're certainly our most infirm. All right, next one from Daisy. We haven't heard from Daisy in a while. Yay, it's Punky. I just wanted to drop by and show some love. I was just thinking the other day that it's been a whole year of Punky greatness since I started listening. Ah, good times, good times. Smooches and hugs, your sweetest, open brackets, like freaking sure, close brackets, fan, Daisy.
Cool.
Fair enough, Tony.
Something
extra for you to wank off to at night.
Brilliant.
Computers are really sending me to Fishtown this week, says Reg. Anyway, Gooper, thought I'd let you know I've had a very Punky past couple of days. I've had people calling me a smacktard, including my mum. A carpet muncher, upside downer.
Nice.
I found someone apart from me that I talk to that listens to Punky. Found new podcast. Phew, been mental. But I'm still here to call you both tossers. Always looking for Punky fans to share my love. Oh, and congrats on the Halloween one last week. You scared the living fuck out of these kids over the road by making me burst out laughing when I was sitting in my garden dressed in black in the dark. It was another Kinbird moment, I'm afraid. Spoiled by the cackling, but it worked. I got to keep the chocolate myself, so the snotty brats got nothing apart from the nightmares. Keep it up, rate. Last but not least is from Josh Love. Fuck Canardinardinardinans. But don't worry, Canardinardinardinans. I've got a little surprise for you this week.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you've got a podcast, Ali, haven't you?
I do. if you haven't voted so far this month, please do. If you go to punkyradio.com, on top of the screen there's a please vote for his link. Click on that, enter your email address and the subject and a comment if you so wish.
No.
We're doing well again, I think, so far this month.
45, thank you very much. Keep it coming.
Thank you very
much. Keep it coming, please. Don't take long.
We'll stay rooted to our number two spot if we can.
I'd like to be rooted to your number two spot.
I'm just staying sat down. I just am.
That is a fucking great one. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to be
rooted. I'm not.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah?
I'd like to be rooted to your number two spot.
Podcast Alley comments. Okay. Hiya.
Hello.
Hey, fucktards.
Hello.
Heidi Ho from Kansas, USA.
Heidi Ho.
Heidi Ho.
Heidi Ho.
You two fucking rock.
We do, you're
keep
right.
Keep it up. By the way, I love the music. Smooches so and well-placed licks from Bondage Kitty.
Huh. Oh, she's frightening.
Nice.
Bondage Kitty?
Bondage Kitty, yeah.
Did Bondage Kitty, was that, did she used to be on Kinky Sex? Was she on Kinky Sex Radio?
Actually.
Not sure.
Don't know.
I like the fucking name.
I
like the name.
Like it. Get back in touch.
Bondage Kitty.
Maybe some photos.
Oh, Bondage Kitty.
Or whips.
Or belts.
You can keep your belt on. I don't care one about your buckles.
You wait till I fold it in half and snap it.
Feck your haikus.
Feck yours
haikus
as well.
Haikus make me angry.
Zombie
Gangstrain. Outside the summer bird sings, I kick a small child. That's from Poet 666.
I'm sorry, that's a really good haiku. Do it again.
Haikus make me angry. Outside the summer bird sings, I kick a small child.
Good work.
It's nice, that.
Good work.
The Bitch Heads Podcast. Hey, Punky, still listen to your fucking great fuckcast. And no wonder, I think it's still fucking great. Love the last fucking show, even though I don't like Halloween. Okay, I like Halloween, but not in Austria. Fuck it. So whatever. So fuck the rest.
What's Punky. Wrong? What's wrong with Halloween in Austria?
I don't know.
You know what, don't you?
What?
It's getting a little bit close to Transylvania, Austria, isn't it?
A bit too close to home.
Yeah, do you know what, though?
What?
It's a long way from Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Okay. Got some orangutan claws. Orangutan claws? Orangutan claws.
One of our regular Austrian listeners. I like that our Austrian listeners are regular, by the way.
Voting for you, Coggle Monkeys.
Oh, thank you.
Smack Tarded Piss Mop. Like it. Still the greatest. You guys rock. Keep up the good work. Hey, Hamboy, get all soon, mate. Hey, Tony, get fucked, you twat. That's from Lord Raylock.
Thank you, Lord Raylock. Good work.
God. Oi, oi, oi.
Oi, oi.
What's up, Crotch Goblins?
Hello.
When is the Scar Show coming up?
Roots Respect. Next week.
You know, because I'd be the rude boy. It's supposed to be read in Jamaican accent.
Well, do it then, Tony.
What's up, Crotch Goblin? I can't do Jamaican. I'm just a pirate.
Yar.
Baby Jamaican.
You'll make me vex, man.
Apook, apook.
Apook, apook. Oh, we've said it early. Stop the show.
That's it, that's done. 10 minutes in. That's some Weird Boy podcast.
Weird Boy.
I agree. Paulie B's German is damn sexy. From Twilly.
Oh, that's his links.
That is good, yeah.
Du guess Gerada else. Uli, mein Bein ist gebrochen.
Another month, another vote. Punk is great. In fact, it's so great that he gets another vote from It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast.
Which that's easy for you to say.
You'd have thought so, wouldn't you? We played the poem, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah. It's the official antithesis of Punky.
Antithesis.
Antithesis.
Who really? Do you think you are, Scott? Scott from TTN. Antithesis.
I'm Scott.
I'm not John.
Antithesis.
Antithesis.
Antithesis of Punky in every single aspect. Graham.
That means you couldn't get further away.
Right.
It's the opposite of us. What he's basically saying is...
Ying to our yang.
What he's basically saying is, whereas we're upbeat, exciting and brilliant and funny.
They're not. Go Punky. Punky owns, Punky owns, Punky owns, Punky owns. That's from Zuffle Monster.
Thank you, Zuffle Monster.
Thank you very much. What a genie arse. I've only started listening to the show recently, but it rocks. Not just in the quality of punk music, but it particularly rocks in entertainment value as well.
Yes, it does.
Although there is a structure to every show, there is a great deal of spontaneous wit and laughter to it.
What I like to think is, we've got it all worked out. We just don't do it.
No. Last week's show, we never even mentioned why your mouth was a bit funny or why you were taking drugs.
No,
we just kind of forgot.
Yeah, but it's now become taken as red that my mouth's a bit funny and I take drugs. So it's all right, isn't it, really?
That was from Ali Elder.
Nice.
Got more comments. Wow.
Sorry. What was the last bit?
Although there's structure to every show, there's a great deal of spontaneous wit and laughter to it.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Ali Elder. Does she play for Arsenal?
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Aliadier.
No,
yeah, it's very nice you put it on podcast, Danny. Maybe you can stick it on fucking iTunes next time.
I'll wear a bra when the man gives me equality. Until then, it's all about freedom for the boys.
Okay. I know who that's from.
Okay, happy November, Punky. Eric from How To.
Yeah, How To with Marilyn Merced. Oh, excuse me.
Blimey.
I had it for Frog's Life in my throat then.
Nice. Must be nice for Graham.
Thank you, Eric. And make sure you take the time to watch their vidcast. it scares the bejesus out of me, but she does teach you stuff.
Okay. Smactardian, ass-wiping, cum-guzzling, shit-sucking, crotch-rubbing, piss-mopping, clam-jousting fucktards.
Record-breaker!
Tony could be gay, and Paulie is an egotistical Satan worshipper.
Yeah.
That's from Pergy.
Yeah, thanks, Pergy.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. You write about tone.
No, it's not. I don't know. You can say that after how you started this
anyway,
show.
Anyway, most people that listen to this
Put your trousers back on.
Most people that listen to this show knows my ego's the size of a planet. Satan worships me. When I let him.
I'm not gay. I like women.
Yeah. Well, you dodge him.
Shut up. You've got my vote. You're here with a couple of tuppies.
Oh, thank you.
Arsley punk with a skinhead.
Arlesey.
Arlesey. Ah. Ed Hitler.
See, Ed Hitler. The thing about Arlesey is, as discussed on the show before, I think, it used to be the longest village in Great Britain. Because it's just one windy road that goes on for ages like that. And it was the longest village in Great Britain. And then the British government, in their infinite wisdom, made it a town. So now it's not the longest village in Britain anymore. It's just a bit of a shitty little town.
Oh, right.
Shame, really.
And this is the longest ever Podcast Alley comments.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Vote. I was in the bookstore the other day and I saw, being that I'm always looking...
Always looking.
...a book called Podcasting Hacks. I immediately thought of Paul and Tony. Of
course you did.
Enjoy the vote, Smacktards. That's from Drew.
Thank you, Drew.
Here's a vote for you. Hey, PB, you owe $100. I finally got my sink fixed. From John.
Yeah, do you know, I don't get that.
Is that John, as in TTN?
Yeah, it's John from Total Talk Nonsense. I don't remember destroying his sink. Oh, yes, I do.
what did you do in it?
Yeah, I shaved.
Oh, right, okay.
No, I shaved, and it had got one of those things when you the thing, it's not the plug. You don't just pull the plug out of the sink. It's got a thing on the back of it that you push down and the plug goes up.
Oh, right,
Or you pull up and the plug goes down.
Yeah.
And I was, hey, he's a big lad, but he drops. You know, against me, I'm proper muscles, hard.
Right.
I pulled rather too vigorously. It's not the first time I've done that, Tony. Won't be the last. And I destroyed it. And he said, it's all right, it happens all the time, chair right. I do actually owe him $100.
All right.
So when he comes over to England, I'll give it to him. Until then, he can fart off the pie-eating wanker.
Why is this show not number one? It's punky.
Because we talk for too long.
Come on, you people know better than this. Love Nobodies.
Thank you, Nobodies.
And finally. Yo from AK... Hey, it's Scott from Alaska Pod Show.
Hello, Scott.
Hello. Man, it's been a while since I've touched base with y'all.
It has.
We should really do something together down the road for our shows. Keep up the great work. Peace. Scott from AlaskaPodShow.com. Isn't that nice?
It is lovely. And the reason that I included that one is because it's a really good good cast. It's a really good podcast.
Right.
Because it's all-encompassing Alaska. If you want to find out about Alaska, listen to the Alaska Pod Show podcast thingamy.
AlaskaPodShow.com.
AlaskaPodShow.com. Very good.
Okay.
Well done, you.
Thank you.
And him.
Ah.
And everybody.
We love you.
Fucking hell. Half an hour in. Track two.
Brilliant.
Right?
Yes.
This is by a band called Dirty Love. Now, Dirty Love, I don't actually know the band, but they're best mates with Una from Punk 8, who I do know very well.
Oh, right, yeah.
And... she gave me this CD ages ago and said, we'd love if you could play it. And I might have played a track of this in one of our very early shows. I'm not sure. But anyway, I'm playing track two. I'm playing a song called Crazy Love by Dirty Love. It's Dirty Crazy Love.
Ooh. Nice.
Thing is, Tony.
Uh-huh.
What's their website?
Dirtylove.co.uk.
No. It's dirtylove.me.uk. Me.uk. Dirtylove.me.uk. I think they're on our MySpace. We'll try and get them on our top friends as well.
Okay.
This I would like to dedicate to you, Tony.
Thank you.
Because this is all about us and about our seedy, secret relationship.
What's the secret? Glue a podcast.
Oh, yeah. Fuck it. The secret's out. This is Crazy Love.
Such crazy love.
That's Dirty Love. And Tony, I am so crazy in love. And this is the Planet Smashers.
Come on.
As soon as this music comes on, we start rocking about, don't we?
Brilliant.
Yeah, I'm still rooted to my seat.
Roots to the seat.
Rooted.
If you'll be rooted to the seat, mate, you're going to have to put something over your mouth to protect yourself.
I've got a mic in it at the minute.
It's iTunes times. I've got something bigger than that.
iTunes.
It isn't my cock, Tony, don't worry.
Okay.
It's my 15-inch black Mamba dildo. iTunes reviews.
Okay.
We really want iTunes reviews.
Please
don't
we? Do, yes.
Yes, we do. They're a
five
great
stars,
help.
Please.
Because the more reviews we get, the more likely we are to stay on their featured section. And we dropped off it last week, but then we crept back on again this week. But we want to move up it. So if you can, just take a few seconds to get on iTunes and just write Punky's Great or something, and five stars. Anything less than five stars, and we come round your house.
That's right.
So, with rawhide mallets. So here's some. These are the ones that are on UK iTunes, because obviously each country or each area has got its own thing, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's in your store.
UK iTunes. L. Punky's Great. Five stars. Thank you. Headless Chicken. Punky Rules. Definitely the best podcast out there for punk and comedy. Thank you, Headless Chicken.
Nice.
Awesome. This is the best fucking podcast ever. Download it and feel the wrath of Punky. The Phil and Sam podcast.
Nice.
Thank you very much,
you,
the
boys.
Phil and Sam podcast. And younger listeners, check them out. Punky's Great, five stars. This is an incoherent, peculiar oddity that if you listen, like highly addicted alcohol, you have to come back again and again, unlike Tony's band, who are highly unaddictive alcohol.
Shit.
You must listen, especially if you hate annoying emos. Always looking, darkness falls. Now, I didn't quite get this one, because if there's one thing I don't hate, it's annoying emos. I could annoy them all day.
I love them, yeah, yeah.
I love annoying emos. Fucking blurred.
What can you do with them?
Ah.
I don't know. Anyway.
Well, you could lock them up, tie them up, leave them in a darkened room. They'd like that. Take him to the fair. Punky, five stars. Punky's the pest. Listen or die. Tony rocks and Paul's okay too, if you
yes.
like that sort of thing. Tommy, 69. Kinblurred.
Kinblurred.
That's why he likes you, mate.
I think I got a MySpace from him. I'll have to read it out in a bit.
He's nine.
Yeah. Right then. Is that it?
That's it.
Right, US iTunes reviews.
Very important.
There are quite a few.
Okay.
These are all five stars as well. Uniting Smacktards and Canardinardinans and Kittenbloods across the ponds.
Canardinardinans.
I can't tell you how many times I've sat in front of my computer at work laughing to myself.
I can.
Great music.
Nine.
And commentary. My music library has grown over the past year from these two extraordinary punk critics. Also, it's nice to hear a couple of guys actually care about the sound quality, keeping the show interesting with great sense of humour and creating their own punky dictionary.
I like that one.
If you've ever been sent straight to Fishtown, this show is for you. And if you've no idea what that last sentence means, then perhaps you had better start listening. Punk is Great from Argyle Dan.
Thank you, Argyle
Dan. Thank you very
much. Dan's one of our oldest listeners.
Yeah, yeah.
Not as old as Granny, but he's been listening a long time.
Long time. Soothing sounds for senior citizens.
Punky
is responsible for all my co-workers, a bunch of aerospace and software engineers, calling each other smacktard on a regular basis. While punk may not be dead, listening to the chat between Paulie B and Tony might convince the listener that the English language has experienced a major stroke. Especially when you listen to Tony, it always sounds like he's choking on a gravy sandwich. Thanks.
A gravy sandwich?
A gravy sandwich, yeah. Music you won't hear anywhere else. If you're a fan of punk and punk-like rock,
give you a gravy
this is
sandwich.
A must-have, and I'm not touching your gravy. If not, give it a listen and you may become a fan. Got some Steel Mick.
Thank you, Steel Mick.
A shorter one here. Yeah, Punky Rocks from Leo Trout.
That's what we want.
Amazing. Punky's great. Paul B and Tony are the shit, isn't it? I love every effing second I get to listen to them. Goopa Goopa, fuck yeah, from Alexandra.
Nice.
Punky's great.
Thank you.
Goopa Goopa, the best podcast ever. Always funny.
Always
listen
funny.
Listen to this podcast.
Always funny.
Even if you don't like punk music or English people, at the very least, you'll expand your vocabulary. Smacktard. That's a Matt-tastic.
What a great podcast to listen to if you don't like punk music or English people. I recommend it. One star.
So funny, you'll soil yourself.
I'm French. I'm a French emo. Don't listen to Punky.
Really,
je m'appelle DJ Le Emo.
It was five stars.
Cool.
Brilliant.
Of course it was.
Really cool punk from all over the world. Learn new curse words that won't get you into trouble. Sweet English accents to think about late at night. Mostly funny. Well, often funny.
Hang on. Is this a bit pervy, this one?
It's a little bit pervy.
Did
sweet,
that just say...
Sweet English accents.
Hang on. Yeah,
sweet
you want
English this, accents to think about late at night.
Sweet English accents to think about late at night. Late at night when you're alone in your bed then all you can think about is sweet English accents. And my belt.
Mostly funny, well, often funny chat. And did I mention the really cool punk?
This show's getting really sleazy, isn't it? It's my fault,
it's
yours.
It's your fault.
It's my fault.
Put your belt back on.
Tony, you turned me on so much.
Sorry about that. It's this jumper.
No, it's not. It's your fucking trainers.
I think I need a makeover.
I'm sure you need a makeover.
Wish there was more music, only criticism. Some chat is fine, just make the podcast longer.
Oh, there's going to be more music.
Oh, there you go. Love you guys. Keep on uniting all fans and bands across the lands.
We'll try.
That's from Zephyr.
Thank you, Zephyr.
Gooper. Me, Paulie B and Tony the Tiger Hearn agree. Punk is great. A pooga poog.
It's great.
That's from Woody B3.
Is there ein Tiger in der Tank?
Ooh. Wankalicious.
How come I do a German accent and you do Jimmy Savile?
Now then.
What? You can do it. I never knew he was a pirate.
Wankalicious. These two smack tods are funny and play great new punk tunes. Isn't it sad that they are podcasting from a tree? That's from Diamond Joe Quimby.
I think it's wonderful that we're podcasting from
it's
a tree.
Great. It's made of wood.
From the heart of Sherwood Forest.
Branching out.
Oh, good work.
Hey, Punky Rocks.
I've just twigged what you're on about there.
Oh. A wonderful podcast for fans of eclectic music, British humour, and all around quality content. A bit light on actual music, but Paul and Tony make up for it with wonderful banter from across the pond.
Moranin.
Page 2. Oh, please make Tony read the whole thing.
Read the whole thing, Tony.
Punk is great. 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 Recoup the punk.
Tony, I'm sorry, you left one out. Do it again.
Oh, hang on. Oh, yeah, that one. Punk is great.
All right.
And then another one. Punk is great. Gooper.
I am dancing.
Punky is not to be missed. The most fun and educational hour of my week. From bassist.
It is. Infotainment.
Infotainment at its best. Woot woot.
Oh. Woot.
Punk is great. 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 Had to beat what's his face. That's from Ben from CT Usar.
Yeah, he didn't, did he?
No, not at all.
Far less. Far less. Punk is great. CT Usar.
Then again, I did have to retype these out.
Where is CT Usar?
I don't know.
Is that Connecticut?
Yeah, must be. These are US. Must be. What's USA? Is that the place, in it?
I don't know. It could be USA, could be
USA.
Crazy. USA, side your head. Say USA, side your head.
It could be
USA. No, actually, USA, say side New Hampshire. Say USA, side.
It could be USA.
USA.
USA. Always looking.
Always looking.
Looking for a great
podcast. Always looking.
Looking for a great podcast? Well, look no further than Punky Radio. Gooper, this is one awesome show.
It is.
Paulie B and Tony are hilarious.
This
and the
one's
music
not.
Is fantastic. That's from Disturbed One.
Well, if you're Disturbed One, yeah, you're going to think it's great.
Radio reinvented. Thanks for making radio enjoyable again. That's
all
from
right.
Anonymous. Obviously not too confident about that.
Well, no, I'm actually not too sure about that. Are they saying, thanks to you, like, I've started listening to the radio again?
Good point.
Don't listen to podcasts anymore.
Shit. Finally. Punk is great. I'm not just doing this because Paul and Tony asked everyone to. I really do think Punky is truly great.
Oh, fair enough.
My co-workers often wonder what in God's name I'm laughing at so heavily. Once a week, it comes along and makes my day. Keep up the good work, guys, and I'll keep listening.
You rock!
From Jeremy the Giant. So, Giants knows.
What co-workers has a giant got? I imagine they're mostly elves, shoemakers.
Possibly. Look at like the BFG, there's like a good bunch
BFG,
of giants in a cave.
He's got a Rumpelstiltskin on job share. And what's this amazing surprise that I really thought we were going to get through before now? I'll tell you, it's Canada, and iTunes.
No.
Yeah, thanks to Chantel, who had the great idea of doing a screen capture.
Nice one.
Which is a great way of us not having to type everything out. But it is written very small, so excuse my old eyes.
Okay.
So these are the iTunes things from Canada, I'm just going to put on some music because it's going to take a while. Let's have crazy microscope on. Paulie B and Manny Tony are the best. Love Punky, 5 stars. Paulie B and Manny Tony are the best. Love this show, very addictive. All the ongoing exchanges with their listeners and other great pod shows make it extra special, much more than a music podcast. 5 stars, thank you very much. Anonymous. This is also from Anonymous, who's quite busy in Canada. Listen, 5 stars. Best podcast ever. Canada, Nada, Nardinans rock. Fair enough. Congratulations, you found Punky. 5 stars. Starring Sir Paul B. Edwards and Sir Tony Hearn of Sherwood Forest in the most amazing podcast ever. Download it now. Yes, good. I must say I was impressed. These guys really are the best punk podcast out there. Punky's great. Download it now. Yes, I've been listening since March-ish, and they are the highlight of my week. Although Paul is an egotistical idiot and Tony's a fag buttons, the two of them are a cracking duo, I think that says. Shocking duo. Great. Thanks. Great music, the best in chat, uniting fans and bands across the lands, featuring music from all over the world and interactive comments, emails and messages. These guys are the best out there and they know it too. Punky gets 5.5 thumbs up. Punky's great and they hug a cow. Slow-mo pogo your way to the subscribe button and prepare to be amazed. Chantel, thank you very, very much. Chantel. I'm not even going to say fuck Canardinans this week.
No.
The best show in pod, 5 stars. Bye, don't know. Never will you hear such a bunch of flipping smacktards. Mm. No other duo can produce such a high-calibre show from a tree in Sherwood Forest, eh? Etc. This is the greatest set of twits in my iPod. P.S. Please get Tony to read this in a Canadian accent. It would really make us folks in Canmore happier than a beaver in snow. Well, Tony can't read it out because I just have done, but I will reread it out as Tony doing a Canadian accent. This is pressure. This is the best show in the pod, a boot. Can't be bothered with any more there.
Brilliant.
Best punk podcast out by bit. Oh, it's not by bit. 5 stars. So glad I ran across this podcast. I was instantly hooked with the first laugh. What's that all about? These two are hilarious. And the music's great, eh? Goopa Goopa. What's that about? Just awesome by Eric. 5 stars. Man, these guys are totally insane. I don't know if you've heard this, Terence, but I sort of wish I was English. Just subscribe. 2 words. Insanely good. What's that all about, eh? Al Philip, what do you mean? Played that last bit up. All right.
Nice.
Next song.
Okay.
Next song. And yeah. then we'll get stuck in some proper stuff after this. Because so far we've just been reading out lists.
I know.
So, on Friday night, I did my gig in Hitchin at Woodside. Thanks to everyone for coming. Particularly thanks to the three people who showed up in Punky T-shirts.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Thank you very much to Breechwood Green Flasher and his generously bapped missus.
Really?
Yeah, who's got Goopa Goopas across those little puppies, let me tell you.
Photographs?
Very, well, I don't want one of him.
Okay. Why not?
And thank you also to Monkey Boy, who showed up proudly wearing his Punky T-shirt. I forgot that I said last month the first person to show up wearing a T-shirt would get in free for a year. And he was third.
Oh, you fool.
Because the two of them showed up at the same time and said, fuck it, 6 months each. It's cheaper to buy a T-shirt than come to the club. I had to sort that out. But thank you all very much. And also showing up there was my mate Ruts. More about Ruts in a little bit. But Ruts came along with a load of mates, including Sean, who recorded my CD. And oh, Sean also recorded the Newtown Centre CD. Do you see the connection?
Yeah.
And Hemboy has been the drummer for the Newtown Centres when their drummer couldn't be there. So yes, it all fits in, and we'll be talking about Hemboy in a bit. We're playing track 10 off their fabulous album, The Reason You're Alive, which I don't know if it's still available at the moment because it's being repackaged and relaunched next year, but you can probably still buy it, or you can download it at tunetribe.com, so maybe go there. This track 10, it's called Party Off. What's their website?
Newtowncentres.co.uk.
Now, I'll be perfectly honest with you, it might be.
I didn't know if they had one or not.
All I've got down from the CD is the record label, sonic-hubrecords.com. Yeah. So I'm actually going to give you a point there, because I'm not sure.
Right.
But they will be on our MySpace this week. This is the Newtown Centres. It's Paul and the Internet 2. It's Tony 1. And this is Party Off.
Things happen to me, and if
Yes, indeed. I like that. But I like the Newtown Centre, so of course. Make sure that you do check out the bands we mentioned on this show. It's very important.
Yeah, that's kind of the point.
The whole reason we're playing them is to get them out there so you can go and find out more about them and buy their stuff and all that sort of thing. And the nice lads, Newtown Centre, as well. Well, we know everyone, don't we?
Everyone. The whole
we know
world.
Everyone. We know most of the bands we play, or a lot of the bands we play. We don't know the ones from other countries, but we have relationships with them.
So today's a people we know special.
It's a people we know special kind of.
Nice.
Next week, Scar Punk. Week after, Pussy Skunk special.
Pussy Skunk, yeah.
Our special friend Matt. I say that because he's a friend of ours and he's a bit special.
Is he special?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a bit special.
Nice.
Sits at home a lot on his computer sorting out punk music. Nothing wrong with that. He sent us some CD samplers of their punk radio station that we go out on once or twice a week. We haven't worked out yet. We're on a Sunday.
Yes, yeah,
might be
six,
on midweek
EST.
As well. EST. EST.
Isn't it?
Eastern time.
Yeah.
Which is what? Here? About 11 o'clock at night.
About 11 o'clock at night, yeah. 6 o'clock of the AM.
And what time is it in India?
8.
It'll be on the half hour. India's more than 2 hours ahead of it.
I've got no
idiot.
Idea. I'm at 8 in the morning.
I think India's probably about 5 hours ahead of it. At least, yeah. Maybe more, maybe 6. But India's on the half hour.
Is it?
So it would be 5:30 something or other.
No idea.
Fuck them, they don't listen anyway.
I don't leave Nottingham.
Emo's full of... India's full of emos. Got it the wrong way around. Emo's full of Indians. No. Someone from India rang me up again this morning, you know. They're really pissing me off.
What do they want?
Especially when he says... They say, hello, my name's Harry. No, it's not.
It's Derek.
Your name is not Harry, and I don't really believe that you're phoning me from Newcastle.
No.
I'll take my chances with the Indians over the Mackhams, to be honest with you, but that's another story. Matt from Hussey Skunk sent some CDs over, and you're going to pick the music, and we're going to do the show kind of the other way round.
Yes.
Where you're going to be in charge, okay. And I'm going to sit there taking it like a bitch.
That's your dream, isn't it?
Not at all, mate.
All right, okay.
It's not something I've got no desire.
Really?
To be hurt or punished in any way at all. I'm very much the one who wants to fucking dish it out. And I do want to fucking dish it out as well. I really want to fuck you up. In fact, I want to fuck the shit out of you. Go on, Tone. Have you got a twat?
Yeah.
Go on then.
Okay, hang on. Where is it? Sorry, right.
Where's your twat, Tony?
It's here, I found it. If you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for nomination. This week's from Rach.
Ooh.
I would like to begin by stating that the person nominated below is extremely good looking and slightly camp.
Is it you? Oh,
but
no, they
said
good
looking. Good looking. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I knew it.
I told you, man, I fancy you.
Brilliant. There you go. I'll tell the lodger. I would almost go as far as saying, great
to hang out
with.
Does this mean I'll have to arm wrestle your lodger for you?
Don't fancy your chances.
I don't fancy my chances. I don't fancy yours either.
I would go as far as saying, great to hang out with, but ignore that fact and rip the twat to shreds.
All right.
This week, Tony, I would like to nominate Jord the Emo. I keep forgetting to ask his full name. From Redditch. For a start, he's emo. In fact,
Redditch. That's apparently one of the worst places to live in the fucking world.
Are we not in the top?
We're not in it. No, I don't mean they were in the top 10 by them. I mean they did on all the factors. I think that's right. It's got a really brilliant roundabout, though.
You know how I feel about roundabouts, man.
Yeah, but
fucking hell.
You know, a town's not a town without a quality roundabout.
All right, leave it. For a start, he's emo. In fact, he dresses emo only to pick up chicks and has decided that only smackcards listen to podcasts.
Does that work?
How can that work?
I don't know.
I'll try it. I'm going to dress up like you. Now you got me. Hey, when... If just like to just maybe just maybe we made love when I was panning, I could get all of my levels wrong like that. I could really fuck up like that. In fact, the way I'm doing this with the microphone is maybe what you could do with your mouth and keep you could keep missing my emo cock, and that would make me all upset and make me cry like kid blood. Then I have to write about it in my diary with a really bad biro that would upset me like kid blood.
Do you come here often?
Do you come here often? No, I normally just sit at home in the dark wanking and crying. Oh, maybe you'd like to go with me then. Kim blood.
One of these chicks happened to be my best friend.
I had a massive wank this morning.
Oh, Christ almighty.
Well, it was everywhere.
I'm glad you got it out of the system before coming to Punky.
I got it out of the system, trust me. Sadly, it's all over the fucking carpet. And the windows. And the fireplace.
Alright, okay. At least it wasn't the bush shelter again. Stop doing that. Jesus. And she was utterly obsessed with him for sodding ages.
And the telly.
Which became quickly irritating.
And the coffee table.
And we all decided that he was interested in her.
And the neighbour.
She was going on to me how wonderful he was and how she was trying to talk to him whilst when normally she's really shy. But then he opens his huge emo gob and says the following to one of our closest friends. Shut it. She would make a pretty crap girlfriend. She's nothing special. Anyway.
She's nothing special to me anyway.
I can get any girl I wanted.
I'd rather watch Donnie Darko.
So why would I go with her?
I don't know what it means, but I like it.
My friend then goes to tell my best friend, who gets very upset, and they decide that Jordan must die.
Oh, excellent. That's what I like.
Let me get one thing. Make one thing clear. Nobody makes my best friend cry, let alone some emo gobshite with a god complex and stupid hair.
I think I should die as well.
Emo. If that's not good enough reasons, he's a size 10 in girls' jeans.
But what size is he when not in girls' jeans?
I don't know. Therefore, Jordan the Emo from Reddit is a twat who deserves to be castrated with a Hawthorne Heights CD. May he fear
goodness
my mighty
sake.
Berserker. From Rach. So Rach has a mighty berserker.
Strap on.
Fair enough.
Almost so, certainly. She wants to fuck an emo kid with a strap on.
To each their own. Unless it's you. So.
Hang on. I'm not an emo kid. Don't do that. We miss music. I'll do it. I'll pause it.
Oh, okay.
See?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Jordan the Emo from Reddit.
He's a twat.
Kimble.
What a fucking twat.
Fucking tapping.
Good wow. One this week.
Yes.
Good twat again. Don't forget, if you have an is a twat, make sure you contact Tony at punkyradio.com.
Yeah.
Titling
your
email.
Your emails is a twat.
Is that a twat.
IZZATWAT.
There's no poetry corner this week.
Isn't there?
Because we haven't had a poem. I could do one. Actually, I will do one. I'll do a very quick one.
Okay.
This is one of mine. I've got my new poetry profile, Paul's Poetry, that I'm only adding chicks. Don't bother, fellas. I am going to put some new ones up this week if I get a chance. But this one, this is a very interesting poem that I wrote in my late teens.
Well, okay.
Yeah, and that's right. I wrote it with a quill. This is an anecdotal rhyme about multinational conglomerates called Swim Fishy Swim.
Okay.
Swim fishy swim, swim very fast. Fishy not quick enough, big fish eating blast. There you go.
Nice.
An anecdotal rhyme about multinational conglomerates. Oh. And now it's time for the next song. Oh yeah, so if you have a poem for me, make sure you email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. And I haven't forgotten the emo confessionals, I'm saving them for next week.
Have you got some?
I've got some, yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. Right, Resistance 77. We
yes.
know everyone in this band. We're
yes.
particularly good mates with Ellis and Oddie.
Yep.
They're a great band, a fantastic live band. They've got a huge following in Europe. And Stuart Pearce.
Big
and,
fan.
And what's her face?
Joe Guest
are celebrity fans of theirs. Their other celebrity fan is, of course, me.
Me.
You're not celebrity.
True enough.
You're Z-list.
I know.
You're Z-list. You're that... Right, to get you on the list with a letter, you have to go to the end of the Chinese alphabet.
Ooh. That's low.
That is low, man. Right, we're going to put... Now, we've played punk rock songs, by the way.
Oh, that was good, yep.
Off Songs for a Nanny State, their latest album. This week, we're going to play True Punk and Oi. What is their website, Tony?
It's resistance77, as in the numbers.com.
Oh, did you see this page? Or did you just remember it from last time?
You're joking.
Resistance77.com.
Man, time masturbate. Can't see that.
Good fucking work. Good word, man. It's 2-2. It's Paul and the internet 2, and it's Tony 2. It's all on the last one. Right, why'd you turn that down?
Because you're about to play the song.
All right, fair enough. Fucking hell. This is it. This is True Punkanoi.
We've been called right wing, and we've been called left wing. Said we got no songs, couldn't play and couldn't sing. And we'll go on playing, ignore what you're saying. We've been going far too long to worry now. You can sing that song, and you can like that band. As someone's opinion is, they don't think that's right. We all got our choices. Some said we had to rule your voices. Don't let one person's view change what you think. So keep your petty politics away from me, 'cause we don't care what you say. Yes, we'll sing, not play, not know, not go.
It won't, you know.
No, I don't
I'm
think
fairly
it will.
Convinced of that.
No,
true Punkanoi will never die. Dead 60s right
oh,
now.
Oh, yes.
Loving it. Particularly loving it because last night on the telly I watched West Way to the World.
Yes.
You saw the first 10 minutes when you were tired.
Well, no, it was about 10 minutes in the middle of it.
Great. Fantastic. It just basically it tells the story of the Clash in an hour and a half with loads of live footage and interviews with all the four members of the band, include. Well, they don't interview Terry Chimes, I don't think, but the four main members of the band throughout. And just seeing Joe Strum on the TV was just bringing back loads of memories, you know. And they were such a massive influence on Dead 60s. The Clash were responsible for so much. They almost single-handedly introduced rap into the charts in Britain. That's the thing, you don't appreciate them for that, you know. You just think of them as a punk band, and they weren't. They were so much more than that. Love to be able to play them.
I only caught a bit of the live version of Should I Stay, Should I Go, and it was really fast.
Oh, that was towards the end.
Yeah, it was quite near the end.
Right, yeah.
It was stupidly
fast. Fast version, yeah.
Nearly as fast as we play it.
Yeah, but they were doing it on purpose.
We're just shit and caught the time.
We're doing, fucking hell, Carl, slow down. No, more like fucking hell, Tony, slow down. You are one of the fastest guitar players.
I know, I can't play slow.
Well, that's quite good, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
That's quite cool.
The last band, Resistance 77. Just a thought, the guitarist Ellis is in another band called Flying Blind and Rocket Cycle, who are playing with my band Alcohol. on November the 18th.
Well, why don't you talk about it next week then?
I will do, but I'll start mentioning that. I seem to just play
hey,
them.
Yeah, do you know, I'm flying blind. They keep saying they're going to drop me in some more CDs, but they don't. They've got a load of stuff.
I'll ask them when we play with them.
Yeah, make,
really
sure you, make sure you rob some of them.
Yeah, I will do.
Because we'd like to play some more Flying Blind. Because we played Fishing for Ladies, didn't we, ages ago?
On our other radio show, RIP.
Haven't we played it on this?
I think so.
We never played Fishing for Ladies,
no.
Right? Punky. Oh, well, in that case, then.
Well, let's play it.
I'll dig that out, yeah.
It's a bit scary, isn't it?
It is a bit scary. That could maybe get on next week's Scar Punk special.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Good work.
Thank you. Thinking,
right.
Yes.
So, on Saturday, I went to Camden with the Proper Mrs. Edwards and Cheeky Charlie Cheese, Charlie Chalky, Charlie Charlster, a.k.a. Always Looking.
Always Looking.
Always Looking. And because Hemboy had his operation last Wednesday, I think. And he came through it, but then there was a blood clot thing and he had to go back in. Blood clot, your last clot.
Yes.
You fierce to see him team. You got a blood clot, man. And, but anyway, he came through it all right. And we said we'd go and see him on Saturday evening because I didn't have a gig. And we're long story. But we said to Charlie that we'd take her down there with us and she could go out shopping in Camden. And because I thought, quite frankly, I thought if she's shopping as well, I could say to Kerry, fuck off. With Always Looking, I'll see you in a few hours. And that's pretty much what happened.
Right.
So they went out shopping around, and bought some things. And then we went to see Hemboy in the Royal Free. They're doing a grand job in the Royal Free, I have to say, actually.
Right.
The Royal Free in Hampstead are doing a grand job with Hemboy. But we got up there. He's in his own room now. And it being Halloween last week, and him being on the 11th floor,
right,
with views over London, just fireworks going off everywhere, so there's no lights on in the room, it's dark except for the fireworks. Half of his head is bandaged up, where they had to saw it off all B-style and put it back on again.
Okay.
Right, so he's got half his head bandaged up, he's got black eyes, well, one black eye from the operation, and he's growing a beard, and he just looked like a cartoon mummy, basically. Right. And like, because he was still sort of fairly drowsy and coming through the whole op thing, and that he was talking a bit slowly as well.
Right.
And he was just going, yeah, all right, brother. And he was talking a bit like that, but as a cartoon mummy. And he was just brilliant. Had a really, really good laugh with him for a while. And I left him last week's Punky to listen to. And we're going to post this one down to him this week so he can hear this. There's talk he might be out by Sunday.
He might be home.
Might be home by Sunday. Fingers crossed, man.
Excellent.
So then we left there and I went to get Steve and Agger in Harrow because we were going out in town. Been in touch with Devilish Presley.
Mm-hmm.
Met them at a gig at the Hope and Anchor in Islington, which is a famous old gig where Madness and the Stranglers and everyone played,
right,
in the old days. And met up with Devilish Presley. Had a couple of beers with them. They gave me some very exciting news that I can't divulge.
Okay.
But will divulge at some point, obviously. Probably just after they've divulged it, in fact.
Brilliant. All
but
right.
Yeah, really exciting news. Really looking forward to what's going to happen with Devilish Presley. Brilliant news. And then we went to a pub. Oh, we saw a band called, Sparkling Bombs, who were a kind of glam rock band from Strasbourg.
Right.
Strasbourg, of course, famously being the home of Arsene Wenger, the Arsenal manager.
Yeah.
Strasbourg's an odd place because they speak French with German accents. It's very odd because it's kind of mixed ownership over the last 150
right.
years. Very odd place. Very beautiful place.
Really?
And the land of a pretty good glam rock band. Oh! What happened then? Oh, it doesn't matter.
You leaned on your jack.
I leaned on my jack, didn't I? Yeah, don't
want to
do
that again.
Don't you lean on my jack, sorry.
You're touching it.
Don't you lean on my jack.
Jesus.
I don't want you to lean on my jack. I want you to wank my jack.
Alrighty then.
Oh, you will. Excellent. And then we went to this pub on the Holloway Road called Big Red. And I've seen Big Red before, and I thought, that looks like a good pub. I drove past it, and there were a load of blokes in all sort of leather trousers and just bare tops and mullets drinking beer, going, rawr! I went, I've got to go in there.
All right.
So I wanted to go there anyway, just to check out if it was as from dusk till dawn as it looked. And it is, right?
Right.
And we went back there, and we said to Devilish Presley, where would you go if you're having a late beer? He went, Big Red, you're going to love it. So we got a cab up there, and went in, the four of us, and we were already a bit pissed by now, and then we started really lobbing it back, and I'd keep going to the toilet. Bladder would burst.
Okay.
And then towards the end of the night, this very interesting, if slightly rotund, Irish woman, significantly older than me, so yeah, quite old.
Old, yeah.
Walked up to me and goes, Ah, oh, Begona, you got the most interesting head I've ever heard in my life, or seen in my life. I go, you what? She said that my head was the most interesting head she'd ever seen, and that from whatever angle she looked at it, yeah, it was something different.
It was something different.
Something different, yeah. I thought that was maybe just to do with what she'd been drinking.
Right.
But I was reliably informed when I went back to the table that, no, I do have an interesting head, that you can't believe it the first time, so you look again and it looks different. It's my crazy head, so I've got that going for me this week. Next Friday, I just want to... Oh, this week's gigs. You haven't got... Your next gig's November the 18th.
Yeah.
I've got a gig Thursday night in Leicester.
Right.
Sunday, I'm in Chalfont St. Peter.
Really?
At Bucks College, yeah. And I did Chalfont St. Giles a while ago, and it was brilliant.
Right, okay.
So looking forward to Chalfont St. Peter. There's also some lovely woodland around there, Tony. The kind of place where you could park in the lay-by and get spanked.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Obviously, in Nottingham then.
Yeah.
I'm tagged.
I don't blame you. Although, on Friday... Well, yeah, because you get outside of Notts and it goes off.
Yes, you
are.
I
had exactly the same problem this morning. Friday night, though, this Friday, November the 10th, I'm going to be, and maybe you'll be, and we're asking Scott the Goth, the second most famous goth in Kirby Nashfield.
Right.
And his Mrs. Purple Monkey.
Mm.
And I've invited Fee from Dragster and her rug... It's not me doing that, it's you, mate. And her rug-munching mates. Oh, no, it might be something to do with that. And we've asked Lydia, loads of people.
Right.
We're going to try and get them all down there to the Rubber Room.
Okay.
At the Social in Nottingham. Mm. 50s and 60s Gouge and Psych club night. And I've been in touch with them because I said, look, do you want us to... if you send me some free tickets, we'll maybe review it for you. And I got a message back from them saying, it's free, but you'll have to review it now because you've offered it. So there will be a lovely review of that next week as well. Anyway, right, hope to see you down there if you can make it. It's in Nottingham at the Social, November the 10th. I think I'll try and get them on our MySpace friends this week as well as all the bands. Let's play track 5. Track 5, unless there's anything else you need to say.
You checking to see it? I've got one thing I went to read out last week. So quick MySpace thing I had. And it's a kind of a birthday shout-out, that's why I changed that. I'll read it out.
All right.
Got a message from Tom in MySpace. It's his birthday yesterday. Happy birthday,
what?
Tom.
The Tom?
Yeah, the Tom, who owns it all. Oh, no, this young kid.
Young Tom.
Youngster.
Young Tom.
Who started a message out to me, a bit random, saying he's named a parrot after me.
Lovely.
I named a parrot today after you today, Tony. In geography. Don't know why I'm telling you this. That's from Tommy. I replied, was it a particularly fantastic parrot? He replied, of course. There was two, a guy and a girl. I coloured them both in, hard work in year 9A. And named the dude Tony and the chick Paulie B. It rocked from Tom. I replied, the chick was Paulie B, eh? Makes sense, really. And he replied...
Oh, you're funny, aren't you?
Yeah. He replied saying, well, I was going to call the chick Alice Rock, but then I thought she's too good for you. No offence. And I replied saying, yeah, that's cool. Then she said, basically, she'll write a poem about Poetry Corner. Says, whatever you want. And he isn't sent one in.
But he will do.
Yeah, there you go.
And it could be called The Ode of the Two Parrots.
There you go.
One that was a cool girl and one that was a shit bloke.
And then finally, can I have a shout out on the show? Something on my birthday. So, I would ask Paul B, but he's a flap face.
There's a shout out for you.
My birthday's November the 4th. So, birthday on Saturday. No, yeah, Saturday, wouldn't it?
Just gone. Saturday, just
so,
gone.
Happy birthday that, Tom.
Do you know, we haven't even spoken about it being Bonfire Night because our American listeners don't know about Bonfire Night, do they?
Oh, of course, it's and bloody thing, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's Guy Fawkes, Gunpowder Plot. That. Gunpowder Treason and Plot. And basically what happened was about 400 years ago, 350 years ago, I think, there was a Catholic conspiracy in the UK with plans to bring down the Parliament, and it failed. And they were caught with gunpowder under the Palace of Westminster, etc.
Right? Yeah.
And they were burnt.
Yeah.
They were burnt.
They actually burnt, were they?
As heretics, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's why we have fucking bonfires, mate.
Oh, that makes sense, though.
Yeah, right. They were burnt as heretics. And now, once a year to celebrate that fact,
yeah,
on November the 5th, we go out, we round up all the Catholics we can, and we continue
we
to
burn
them.
It's great.
Yeah, and it's really interesting. It's got something to do with Oliver Cromwell, who, of course, lived on Cromwell Street, just down the road from Fred West, and his brother John, who always stank a fish. Right.
Brilliant.
There you go. Mm. There's a history lesson. This is the Apocalypse Babies. We're friends with the Apocalypse Babies. They're fucking great. We love the Apocalypse Babies.
Yes.
And this is from their latest album, which is called The More You Drink. I think it's called The More You Drink, The Better We Sound. which could be about this show. In fact, strongly recommend that you drink a lot of whiskey before this to get yourself suitably angry, so you're in the mood for a fucking fight. This is Midlife Crisis. Could it be about me? Who knows? What we want to know is, what is their website?
It's a pocketsbabies.co.uk and the babies with a Y.
Oh, you're good, aren't you? You've won.
Yes.
You've won. That's the first time in 3 weeks, I think.
Is it?
I think so.
Wow, I'm shit.
It's Paulie B and the Internet 2, Tony 3. And this is Midlife Crisis.
Midlife Crisis. All the best we can afford the prices. Sometimes you gotta pay for pleasure. We have got advices. Swimming at the patch your door. And nothing neighbors to us because Sunday. Skating to the pub, count the ass on Monday. 2 weeks a year, I'm soaking up some rain. Life's still kind of raw. On a midlife crisis. On a midlife crisis. On a midlife crisis. A midlife crisis. You bet your jeans, it's too hard to find the sizes. It's when you wanna get into your body. It doesn't lie, it's just the way it's dropping out of your jaw. From school to back to today, you see that red. Shows your regulations fucking up your head. When you start living, you're a wanted dead. And where it's bored. And where it's.
So there we go then. That's, I just fancied getting the intro of that for a while, because we haven't done the intro of that for a while.
No, we keep talking
about
it.
That was the Apocalypse Babies and a song I'm sure they're going to dedicate to me called Midlife Crisis.
Why not?
Certainly if you saw my interesting head, and it's because it's currently so multicoloured.
Yeah.
Because the grey and the ginger are coming through the black and the red now. I've got a black and orange stray cat growing on my head.
I think I might dye my hair red soon.
Yeah, but you look like a cherry headed bum snogger and I look cool.
True.
Sorry,
can't argue that, really.
I look different from angles. Different from varying angles.
Shape and head.
Thank you very much for listening this week. Next week, we're going to 6 songs.
Right, okay.
That's exciting. It's going to be a ska punk special. Make sure that you go to our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio, and do all the things on it. We do really want you to vote for us at Podcast Alley. It does help, particularly now. It'll become more apparent next week, but we really need your votes now on that.
Yeah.
It'll help. Please, if you get the chance, do a review for us at iTunes. It doesn't take long. If you have a twat,
you email me.
Email
Tony at punkyradio.com.
And email confessionals you want as well, don't you?
Yeah, please do, yeah. Again, Tony at punkyradio.com.
And I want your judgmentals at paulieb@punkyradio.com. Poetry corners, paulieb@punkyradio.com. What else is there? What else have we forgotten? Make sure that you visit Pod Riot for all the other great shows that are on there, including our two particular favourites, Air Out My Shorts, we've already mentioned this. Well, we haven't mentioned it all this week. We'll try and make up for that next week. Sorry, Air Out My Shorts and Total Talk Nonsense. We've only mentioned a bit. And we do love you both. And it's just, we're just running out of time on this show.
Yeah.
Basically, but we do really appreciate it. And Preston Buttons has said some really funny things over the last few weeks as well, on the forums at Podcast Alley as well. Anything else? I'd like to see you all Friday night at the Social. Also, if you're in the Leicester area, come and watch me on Thursday. If you're in the Chalfont St Peter area, you've got fuck all else to do Sunday night. Trust me, you might as well come and watch me. That's pretty much it, isn't it?
Yeah. Just the final thing, the MySpace group, Punky Owens.
Oh, yeah.
Keep checking that out. Joining the chat with the Punky listeners on
again
there.
All the information is on our MySpace profile, myspace.com/punkyradio, or go to punkyradio.com for all manner of things to do. And thanks very much, Alexa, for that crazy picture of us. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog! Apoog!
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.